This is Ian Hoyer with preseason avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Tuesday, November 12th. This update is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Spark R&D. On Sunday, temperatures dropped from the 40s to the teens and single digits. Precipitation started with rain up to about 8,000 feet, but quickly switched over to snow at all elevations. 1 to 4 inches of snow fell by yesterday morning. This morning, temperatures are in the 20s under partly cloudy skies. Winds are west and southwest at 5 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 35. Mountain temperatures today will rise into the mid-30s with increasing cloud cover and slightly increasing southwest winds. A quick pulse of snow tonight will bring a trace to 2 inches of fresh snow. After skies clear tomorrow morning, expect blue skies and warmer temperatures through the end of the week. While the weather has been all over the place the last couple days, it hasn't changed the big picture for the snowpack. Small avalanches breaking near the surface are the only real concern. Pay attention to slopes that have more than a couple inches of freshly drifted snow. On Sunday, a wind slab avalanche broke on the north face of Mount Blackmore. Skiers in the Bridger Range yesterday found thin wind slabs and had cracks shoot out 15 feet past the tips of their skis, which is a clear sign of instability. These slabs have bonded over the last 24 hours, but I expect another round of similar thin wind slabs to develop with tonight's little bit of new snow and strong winds. Stay on the lookout for signs of instability, such as recent avalanches or cracking and collapsing drifts. Either of these are a clear warning to avoid steep slopes. With temperatures rising into the 40s by the end of the week, wet, loose avalanches will be possible. If the snow surface starts to get sticky and wet, be wary of small avalanches that could push you into rocks or off a cliff. There are some areas where weak snow has formed near the ground, but they don't appear to be widespread, and without a larger load of snow, are not yet a substantial avalanche concern. If you have avalanche snowpack or weather observations to share, please submit them via our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or give us a call at 406-587-6984.